Just rim, steel rim.
Okay, haven't heard they call it tire.
No.
Okay. What about the thing on a wagon that the traces come back and attached to?
That'd be a single tree.
And if you got one for each horse, they're both attached to them?
The double, it'd be a double tree if you had two horses.
Okay. What would you say a man was doing if he came by your house with a wagon load of wood and came back a little late with it empty, and this process just kept up all day back and forth? You'd say he was doing what?
He was hauling wood.
And if I was driving along down the road and I came across a log across the road, something like that, I might have to get a rope tied across that thing and get off the road.
Drag it off the road.
Yesterday I...
Drug it.
And I had.
Drug it.
The thing that you, a farmer breaks the ground with before he plants, you call that a...
Well, now, the thing that he breaks the ground with before he plants is called a cutting plow. And then after you use your cutting plow, you use a turning plow. No, I got it mixed up. Turning plow is what you turn, first you first turn the earth over with. And then the cutting plow is you go back through it and cut up the big chunks you've turned over.
They're two different plows.
Oh yeah, two different plows.
Any other kinds you know of?
Yeah, I know you've got a spring tooth harrow, which is used to cut see if I can remember exactly what that was. I'll try to come back to that, but you had a cultivator, which was a set of discs, you know, 8 or 10 discs that you hook up to the back of the tractor or your mule or whatever, and you pull that through the earth, and then you had a plow that cut your rows for you. I don't know what it was called, really. I just knew you just had a plow that cut rows, and there are all kinds of plows. I don't know all the names for them.
Okay. What about the thing? Say that runs up underneath your car that the wheels turn on, you call that?
Axle.
The thing that carpenters use, kind of a frame, the ends are shaped kind of like an A and there's a cross piece, you call that
they call that a sawhorse.
Mm-hmm. Something like that, maybe, some kind of frame that might be used for propping up logs and for sawing them off, chopping them, maybe anything like that.
Well, I think I just call it all a sawhorse, and you've got A frames and X frames.
But
I still call them all a sawhorse. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This thing that you might use on your hair, you might use either a comb or a
brush.
And you say you're going to
brush your hair.
Mm-hmm. What about the thing that you used to see barbers use when they use straight razors to sharpen the razors on them?
A leather strop.
And these things that you fire in guns, you might have a shotgun shell. What would you call something you fire, a pistol or a rifle?
A cartridge.
And these things that you see children playing on, one kid gets on one end, one on the other, and they go like
so. Seesaw.
What do you say they're doing?
Seesawing.
Say a homemade thing that, or you got a long board and it's anchored right in the middle and it goes round and round.
I just call it a merry-go-round, and that's homemade or otherwise.
Something you see at a playground?
Maybe? Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything like a limber board anchored at both ends so that a kid could jump up down on the middle of it?